Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
All right. Well, day one of a new day, and it's finally real. And man, I got a lot to learn in a good way. One thing that hit me is now that like the business is owned, I don't even have a merchant account set up. So when people pay their credit card and then it goes into CRM Mindbody, it goes into like their processor and it's currently going to the seller because their bank account is set up. And so technically in the credit card world, just a quick head overview from what I understand. If you already know this, skip ahead like a minute. But so when people pay with the credit card, the money doesn't go directly to your bank. They swipe it. Like say they have a Visa or a MasterCard, American Express. They swipe the card and then MasterCard sends money from their MasterCard account. And they send it through a middleman like a Stripe or an Apple Pay or PayPal or like the Visa and MasterCard networks. And then it ends up in your bank account. So there's a mid-step in between. The reason why that matters is now that you have a business bank account, technically, they send it through Mindbody, which is a platform, Stripe or Visa or whatever. And they have a merchant account with you. Now, due to credit card laws and stuff, they have to make sure that you're not a terrorist. You're not like selling illegal drugs and stuff. And so Visa, Amex and stuff, they have to make sure that you're a good guy. And so they have a merchant account with you. Now, Visa, MasterCard, and PayPal, if they think you're committing fraud, you're a bad guy, you're doing illegal activity, they don't just keep sending funds to you because you're a bank account, but your merchant account gets shut off, or it gets audited or whatever. Now, 99% of the time, you're in a good spot, you're doing fine, there's no issues there, but you have a merchant account. And so here's where we are. So now that people are paying, you know, auto-pay, memberships, they're buying supplements, now that those are still going to the seller's merchant account, and they're not going to mine yet because I didn't fill out all the papers with the franchise and with Mindbody to have those funds directed towards me. So I own the business. Someone else is getting the revenue. And so what's going to happen, and this always happens with every transfer, this is not abnormal. I have to update Mindbody and the other CRMs or the other platforms about I'm the new merchant, you know, direct the flow of funds to me. And of course, since it's a new bank account, a new entity, they have to go through their internal audit to make sure I'm not some crook trying to steal some business's revenue. And so I felt like three different forms, like an ACH form, a consent for like fees and audits, and like one other form. But it's going to be a couple days before the revenue starts hitting my merchant account. And in the meantime, I've got inventory expenses, rent, payroll, the cost of running a business. So that'll be a little bit tight. It'll be all good though. And so learning in hindsight, I should have set up my merchant account ahead of time, pre-authorized, pre-set things up, and just given consent and signatures beforehand so that once I say, yep, the sale is concluded, here's the bill of sale, now all those vendors can just flip a switch and now the revenue is flowing to me. Rookie mistake. I'll be working on some of that today. My first thing, I'm learning like my hierarchy of needs. I'm going to send a message to each of my instructors. I realized it's been a few days since I've talked with them Monday night, and I just want to do a 1 minute message per instructor. So I don't have people's numbers or emails. I want to do something a little bit more laid back and easygoing. So I'm friends with all the instructors on Facebook. I'm just going to send a quick video to each of them saying, hey, Nathan, you know, thanks for meeting with me Monday night. I know it's been a crazy week, but I want to send you a personal message. I'd love to have you stay with my club. I know you have other commitments, so you've got other things going on. If you love this community and you love this location, I would love to keep you here. I'm not going to make you stay, but I would love for you to stay and keep, you know, having a lot of fun leading class, being on the mic, and being involved in the community as well. So I'm sure you have a lot to think about, but for what it's worth, love to have you here and keep the good times rolling. Super basic, not begging, but not forcing either. So it's not going to be up to them. I think people will stay. I don't know. We've got a really solid group, and so if people want to stay, fantastic. If they want to leave, that's sick. So it's up to me to make that initiative, to make that contact. I'm realizing, being like, the buck stops with me. They're like, I'm so used to my career, you know, following being like a team captain, like a go-getter, a high-performing individual contributor, like a good performer and a good deliverer of results. I'm not used to having to be creative, creating the meetings, creating the touch points, initiating events, and like creating out of nothing. I'm used to like improving and optimizing. I'm not used to creating brand new things from scratch. Like, are we going to do a Christmas party this year? Have we had a Christmas party this year? If we do, where is it going to be? Who is going to be invited? Are plus ones allowed? Alcohol, no alcohol. Food, no food. Morning, afternoon, evening. People have kids. People have other Christmas parties. Is this even a good idea at all? And so now, like, I'm used to, like, okay, we're having a party. I'm going to go pick the event. I'm used to that step. I'm not used to, like, this whole follow and ripple effect of all these questions that come in. But that's why you haven't. I think I said a few episodes ago, you cannot do this on your own. You have the day-to-day grind. You got a day job, potentially, while owning a business. And you can't just say, let's have a party, and then you keep all of the work. You need people that are buying into your vision of this is a community. Part of a community is having a Christmas party. Part of having a good Christmas party is, or it does not have alcohol. Or part of a good event includes children, or includes plus ones. Whatever your culture is, you set your values, you set the direction, you sell the team on the vision, and they go out and execute. And your job is to make sure you're putting the right things into the to-do list and picking up the bad stuff, the things that are going to degrade your business values or your community that you've created. And so I'm learning as I'm going here, what should I be doing? What things should I be creating and then handing off? Create and hand off. Create and hand off. Some things I'll keep doing. There's no doubt about that. But I also need to make sure I know how to check in and keep tabs on things like accounting and payroll. I'm working with a friend, Tony, who's going to be servicing that side of the business. And so how do I check in on Tony? How do I make sure he's got what he needs? Tax ID numbers, names, addresses, pay rates, pay hours. How do my systems talk to his systems? And when do I hand off those nitty-gritty details to my team? So that's the thing for today. First and foremost, I want to make sure payroll is going to be in a good spot. I want to message each of my individual instructors one-on-one because my people matter way more than other things. I can write a check and fix like the energy bill. So like, you know, if the power goes off, you know, that's bad, but it's not as bad as losing half of my instructors. I can survive on no power. I cannot survive on no instructor. And so as weird as it is, I have to start figuring out what my top priority is. If the business were to fall apart and implode, what is the biggest blow to the business? And that'd be losing my staff. Hands down. No question about it. We can survive with other things off. I cannot survive without my people. So first and foremost, securing them, setting them up for success, showing them the vision of where we are going, not just me, because I've got, sure, my own goals, but they've got goals that I want to get them to as well. And then from there, once I send out all those videos, making sure all the bills are set up on auto pay, like insurance, rent, payroll, frequency, and then as much of that is on auto pay and auto delivery as possible. I don't want to be manually running any of that. I can audit and trust and verify, but I'm not going to be punching checks and writing checks every Friday. That is ludicrous. So that's the plan for today. I'm going to be going into the club for 4 or 5 hours and we're going to rock and roll. We're going to learn how this all rolls one day in sign. Not be afraid to ask questions. And I've got 300 names to learn, 300 names and faces. So it's time to crack open Facebook and start putting this all together. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a blast and still plugging away at the day job too. That's where we're at. That's where we're going to have a lot of fun. And we're going to go crush it. Peace out.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.